Welcome to the Fertility Stories podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Sauden, ND. As a naturopathic doctor and fertility coach, I help women get calm, confident, and in control of their fertility. I'm passionate about helping women get pregnant and stay pregnant. This episode is brought to you by Fertility Fundamentals. Fertility Fundamentals is a naturopath-led collective of women supporting each other in their fertility journey. Join the collective for free at www.facebook.com/groups/fundamental fertility and come join your tribe. Ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, or OHSS, is an excessive response to taking the medicine, especially injectable gonadotropins used to make eggs grow. Rarely, OHSS can result from taking other medications such as clomiphene citrate or gonadotropin-releasing hormones. So these are hormones that you take when you're undergoing an IVF cycle. And women with OHSS have a large number of growing follicles along with high estradiol levels. So this leads to fluid leaking into your abdomen or your belly, and this can cause symptoms like bloating, nausea, swelling of the abdomen. When it's severe, you can even get blood clots, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, dehydration, and vomiting. Rare deaths have even been reported as a result of this. PCOS and OHSS. So PCOS, or polycystic ovary syndrome, is a common hormonal system disorder that I've talked about in a previous podcast. It affects women between 5 to 10% of women of reproductive age worldwide. Women with PCOS may have enlarged ovaries that contain multiple small collections of fluid and are arranged like a string of pearls, and you'll see that on ultrasound. So this condition is characterized by abnormal ovarian function, meaning you have irregular or absent periods, you have abnormal or absent ovulation, infertility, you could have androgenicity, meaning there's hirsutism or increased hair growth in places where hair shouldn't be, acne, or you could also have increased body weight, meaning you're overweight or obese. Women with PCOS are often at increased risk for ovarian stimulation with gonadotropins. And this would result in the development of OHSS, which is, you know, a life-endangering condition. And women with PCOS also were found to have high antral follicle counts. As seen in ultrasound, they could have high AMH levels or anti-Müllerian hormone levels and high serum estradiol levels. So due to the high sensitivity of polycystic ovaries to controlled ovarian hyperstimulation when you're going through IVF, controlling the ovarian stimulation with the meds that the RE would usually prescribe is very difficult, and thus controlled ovarian hyperstimulation may result in OHSS in patients with PCOS. In fact, a systematic review study found an odds ratio of 6.8 for the development of OHSS in women with PCOS. So again, what are the symptoms and how severe can OHSS get? So OHSS, or ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, can be classified as mild, moderate, or severe. One out of three women can have symptoms of mild OHSS during controlled ovarian stimulation in IVF. And symptoms of ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome often begin within a week after using injectable medications to stimulate ovulation. Though sometimes it can take 2 weeks or longer for symptoms to appear. Symptoms can range from mild to severe and may worsen or improve over time. So with mild to moderate ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, symptoms may include mild to moderate abdominal pain. You might have abdominal bloating or increased waist size, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, tenderness in the area of your ovaries. Some women who use injectable fertility drugs get a mild form of OHSS, and this usually goes away after about a week. But if pregnancy occurs, symptoms of OHSS may worsen and last several days to weeks. With severe ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, you might have rapid weight gain, like more than 2.2 pounds or 1 kilogram in 24 hours. You might have severe abdominal pain, severe persistent nausea and vomiting, blood clots, decreased urination, shortness of breath, tight or enlarged abdomen. And in all cases of OHSS, the ovaries are enlarged. The size of the ovary is a marker of the degree of OHSS. If symptoms are present, a transvaginal or abdominal ultrasound can be done to measure ovary size and the amount of fluid that's collected inside it. Definitely see your doctor if you have any of these symptoms after an IVF cycle or after injection. And really, depending on how severe your ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome is, your first appointment may be with either your primary care provider or family doctor or your gynecologist or your infertility specialist. And if you have time to prepare for your appointment, you should, you know, write down any symptoms you're experiencing. Try and make a list of any medications and vitamin supplements you're taking, including doses and how often you take them. Have a family member or close friend go with you if possible, because, you know, you may become overwhelmed with the information at your visit, or it might be difficult to remember everything. So bring a friend or write things down in a notebook to remember important information. Prepare a list of questions you want to ask your doctor, including any concerns about symptoms you've been experiencing. Some of the potential questions your doctor might ask would be, when did your symptoms begin? How severe are your symptoms? Does anything make your symptoms better? Does anything make your symptoms worse? And in terms of diagnosis, usually doctors will diagnose OHSS with several tests. First, with a physical exam, your doctor can check your weight and also measure the size of your waist to look for signs of swelling. You also may want to discuss any abdominal pain you may have, so they might do an abdominal exam. Ultrasound would also show free fluid in the abdomen and the size of the ovaries. So if you have OHSS, an ultrasound may show that your ovaries are bigger than normal, with large fluid-filled cysts where follicles developed. So during treatment with fertility drugs, your doctor regularly evaluates your ovaries with a transvaginal ultrasound. Your doctor might even order a chest x-ray, especially if you're experiencing some shortness of breath and they want to look for fluid in the chest. A blood test may also be ordered by your doctor to measure hormone levels for signs of OHSS, and certain blood tests also allow your doctor to check for abnormalities in your blood and whether your kidney function is being impaired because of OHSS. So how is OHSS treated? It can be serious, so definitely careful monitoring and managing the symptoms are important. Whenever it occurs, your doctor may want you to routinely and come in for office visits more often than usual for ultrasound exams to measure the ovaries and fluid in the abdomen. They might have to do frequent or routine blood tests, and they might recommend decreased activity. So just take it easy, do light activity, drink lots of electrolyte-rich fluids, over 120 ounces per day. They might recommend medicine for nausea. And if there is any fluid in the abdomen, they might have to drain it in a procedure called paracentesis especially if it's causing like significant abdominal distension or bloating and pain. On occasion, more than one drainage may be helpful. So they might have to repeat the paracentesis more than once, depending on how severe your symptoms are. They might also treat you with a medication called cabergoline, which can reduce the fluid accumulation. Also, they might have to hospitalize you, especially if your symptoms are severe, and especially if your symptoms don't improve with outpatient care. You may have to be treated and admitted to the hospital for closer monitoring. So they may order an IV fluid and medicines to improve your nausea and remove fluid from the abdomen. What other complications can occur with severe OHSS? So you may become dehydrated and pressure in your abdomen may increase from too much fluid. So these problems can lead to blood clots forming within the blood vessels. And blood clots can travel to your lungs or to other important organs, and this can be potentially life-threatening. So these complications can usually be avoided by recognizing the signs, symptoms, and lab evidence that OHSS is getting worse and getting appropriate treatment. In terms of how long it takes to get better, OHSS symptoms usually appear a few days after ovulation, and symptoms usually resolve within 2 weeks, so unless pregnancy occurs, of course. Pregnant women often continue to have symptoms for 2 to 3 weeks or more after a positive pregnancy test. The symptoms gradually go away and the rest of the pregnancy is not affected. And is there anything that can reduce the risk of having OHSS? That's a good question to ask your fertility doctor, that's for sure, because there are several strategies that they use to lower the risk of OHSS. They might have to reduce the dose of ovarian stimulation medications to reduce your risk of OHSS. They might have to use a medicine called Luprolide instead of human chorionic gonadotropin or HCG to prepare the eggs for release. Another medication called cabergoline can also help reduce the fluid accumulation. Pregnancy can make OHSS symptoms worse or last longer. So if you develop OHSS, avoiding pregnancy immediately after an egg retrieval cycle by freezing your eggs or embryos and transferring at a later date can help in order to give your body time to heal. And some patients who are at high risk for OHSS may be given extra IV fluids at the time of egg retrieval, since giving IV fluids early can help prevent worsening of symptoms later on. So in summary, the important points to remember about this condition is that OHSS is relatively common after ovulation induction or ovarian stimulation in IVF cycles, especially in women with PCOS. So women with symptoms of OHSS should see a doctor, especially to discuss any symptoms, whether it's mild, moderate, or severe. A standard pelvic exam is usually not recommended because the ovaries are enlarged and it's tender. The cysts that are present may burst under pressure and it may cause even more complications. Definitely, women should notify their doctor when they have any of these symptoms: difficulty breathing, continued vomiting or nausea, difficulty tolerating fluids, abdominal swelling, decreased urination, weight gain, immediately like gaining 1 to 3 pounds in 1 to 2 days, a sudden onset of abdominal pain, other symptoms like facial numbness, weakness, lower extremity swelling or redness. So any of these symptoms, especially after an IVF cycle, if you have any of them, contact your doctor immediately. And it's good to know that OHSS can often be managed out in an outpatient basis. So when you have it, the doctor will do some blood tests, do some diagnostic exams like an ultrasound or maybe a chest x-ray if you're having shortness of breath, and they may tell you to decrease your activity, you know, take it easy, rest and relax, drink electrolyte-rich fluids. They may have to drain fluid from your abdomen if it's very bloated or distended. They may give you medication for nausea and pain. Definitely, they will carefully monitor you, and you may have to be asked to come to the office for more frequent doctor visits. And if you do have severe OHSS, which is continued vomiting, severe swelling of the abdomen, shortness of breath, unable to drink fluids, or really abnormal lab results, you may require hospitalization for intensive monitoring and treatment. Again, always consult your doctor if you have any of these symptoms. And if you are suffering from PCOS and you are about to start an IVF cycle, it would be good to discuss with your fertility doctor or your RE about your risk of OHSS. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to the Fertility Stories podcast and leave a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Do you have a story that you want to share or a topic you want covered? Head on over to the Fertility Fundamentals Facebook group and let me know. I've got a new episode coming your way next week. Until then, let's all do something amazing for yourselves and others.